You're with SBS Radio.
The Catholic Church has focused on peace, hope and joy, but has also condemned what it sees as threats to religious freedoms in Australia. The Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, used his message to warn that discrimination against people of faith was on the rise.
But sadly, this season of goodwill is becoming one of the few occasions when the public expression of religious faith is tolerated. A year ago, there were promises of new measures to ensure religious freedom is protected in this country. A year later, and governments have done nothing about this. Indeed, we've gone backwards, and discrimination against people of faith has become more acceptable in some quarters.
The Prime Minister and the opposition leader set aside their differences, acknowledging the contributions made by those working over the Christmas and New Year period. Scott Morrison paid tribute to those sacrificing spending Christmas with their loved ones in order to keep Australians safe here and overseas.
And this Christmas, we remember the 3,200 members of our Australian Defence Forces who are currently away on deployment, away from home, from family, in the service of our country. And we thank them and all of their comrades for what they do for us every single day, whether overseas or here at home.
Australian service troops deployed to the Middle East have sent Christmas messages home to family and friends in Australia. For some, it's their first year away from loved ones during the holiday period.
G'day Australia, we're from the Middle East region medical team. We'd like to wish all our family and friends back home in Australia a very Merry Christmas. We love you and we're looking forward to being at home with you in 2019.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas is really special for me because it's my Christmas, my twins' birthday, first time being away from them. I miss you all and I wish you a very happy Christmas to all my dear ones and friends back home in Australia and India. I will see you soon. Thank you.
Feliz Navidad. I wish a Merry Christmas to my partner, my parents and my brother. Te quiero y te amo mucho.
Mr. Morrison says Christmas is a time of hope and has given his best wishes to those struggling with drought and all the aftermath of natural disasters.
What does Australia want as a Christmas present? Well, we want rain. We want rain for our drought-stricken communities. Our prayers are for more rain, and our prayers have been for our drought-stricken communities. And this year, Australians have been so generous to our regional communities and our drought-affected districts. And we want to send to all of those communities our love and our continued promise that we will continue to stand with you for as long as it takes, and then as you rebuild. You are in our thoughts and prayers, as are our communities, which have had fires in recent weeks and are now threatened by other storms.
While the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, has joined his wife, Chloe, at a food charity to thank Australians for their generosity.
The wonderful team here at Food Bank are making sure that families who are doing it tough don't go hungry this Christmas. And lots of charity organisations around Australia are doing the same.
Thank you to all those Australians who've given generously so that people have a safe place to stay, a hot meal to eat, or maybe just a present under the tree.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a safe and happy new year.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.